Last time on The Usual Time.
The ship is basically in shambles after you guys finish this fight.
Where did these guys come from?
One of our guards raised the alarm. Before we knew it, we were overrun, and apparently Sydney was overrun. It appears he has died.
This green wizard, he's going to twin visage.
Even if you know where he is, we don't have any way to get to him at the moment.
Shadow! Where's Droop? Down! You want to go get him?
You can see that the plants that had grown onto the mooring lines are still there.
Where are you going?
Angrar said to climb back up, so that's what I'm doing. You should have seen him. He was pretty brutal.
Was he like a monster thing?
Just like an animal.
I'm going to spend the next 12 years of my life using Create Bonfire.
Were we told to cut the lines?
I'm trying to get rid of the trees, so that's just chains. Yeah, man, how are we supposed to get out of here if we're stuck to the forest?
It is called Blight.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
Do you have this power?
No, not me. Amalexia, I'm pretty sure, does.
Then is there a reason she is not offering her assistance?
She never offers her assistance.
I walk over and I touch the plant.
You could have done this the whole time!
You should probably go back upstairs. He's really mad.
And now our journey continues.
The ship's free.
You can see that some of them have rounded up some of the pteranodons that were milling about and have gotten them kind of corralled in an area.
What are you doing with those?
The acting captain suggested that we could possibly use some of these in the future.
Oh, you know how to tame them?
I don't know anything about these things, but you know. Right. Well, rules is rules.
Good luck getting them up on the ship. Good job chopping wood.
Fly, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do they listen, though? That's a good question. And well, I connect my high five using his arm to manually high five my high five. Good job, man.
Okay. Like, and, you grab his
hand. Yeah. I've been really trying to get this high five off, and he's just like, oh, pteranodons. And so I finish.
Okay. He seems a little bit confused by the gesture, but lets it happen.
Everybody's great. You guys are great. This is good work. Hey, Grar, what are you doing? Hey, Grar.
If looks could kill.
Look, man. Just let it go, man. We won. We did it. We beat the trees.
Trees don't bite back.
Oh, that's not true. I've totally gotten into a fight with trees.
Good for you.
So, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Not impressed.
We did it. We did it.
Is Droop down there as well?
No.
Droop's got a fruit cup in the infirmary.
I go hang out with him.
Okay. He's thrilled to see you. As always.
Right. I just tell him, I can't believe everyone has been working on this for so long. This is the whole thing. This is the reason why I've been sitting around. It's easy. I could have taken care of it in seconds. Why didn't anybody tell me? And just completely putting all the blame on.
He's just nodding along happily.
What is this bitch
talking
about?
Not even listening.
Nope. Meanwhile.
probably
down below.
What you're talking about.
Down below, we're actually casting higher
down
level.
Down below.
He's just happy, happy to be included.
Shadow, I don't know if you understand, but all time is precious if we're trying to hunt this man down.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. But there's nothing we can do about it now. We won, and now we're good, and now we can do better going forward.
I just don't know how committed to this you and your company are.
I mean, I'm basically obsessed with getting back at that green guy now, so, you know, let's go.
So totally and completely.
It's like at the end of The Hangover when they find Doug on the roof and they're like, actually, buddy, you know you're wasting a lot of time right now talking about this.
let's get back up to the top and then we can figure out what the captain wants to do and, you know, let's go win.
We drive another Casey companion away.
I mean, you gotta fly this. You gotta fly with us to get there anyway. It's so much faster.
I'm just not talking. Right. I'm triggered.
Very good. So I go back up to the ship and go drop Droop's axe off and be like, I didn't even need this.
You find Almalexia sitting in there regaling him with tales of how you're all useless.
Yep.
I don't know. It wouldn't be that long.
I'm pretty much not listening to anything she says.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it would take less than a minute to actually say the things that I said.
So you're just spending time in each other's company.
She's just sitting there knitting while he's happily kicking his feet and
I've manufactured a small paper triangle, and we're actually flicking it into each other's fingers.
Definitely not.
Sentences!
Alexia is the Umbridge universe.
Yep. So, all right, where's the captain? I gotta tell him the good news. And then I remember that there's a bridge.
Over troubled water.
I go to it.
Okay. You do find the captain there. He is... Looks like he hasn't slept all night.
That's not the captain.
Oh, you find me?
Where's the captain?
I'm captain.
No, you're not. You're the wizard man.
I'm captain now.
What?
Sid's no longer with us.
What? What happened?
I think you know.
What?
And from behind, two arms grab Shadow.
Good luck.
Larry told me the whole thing, so...
What?
Seems like you and I might need to have a chat.
What are you talking about? He was fighting...
Something about...
He was fighting the shaman guys.
With a shower of lightning that killed anybody in the vicinity, including Sydney and Jerry.
I definitely killed one of the bad guys with the lightning.
Uh-huh. And you've killed two of my crew and two of my very good friends.
I don't think that's really what happened. I mean, there's a lot of lightning, but I don't
think you need to tell me exactly what happened.
I definitely didn't do it on purpose.
Right now,
I definitely didn't do it on purpose.
As two crew members move between you and the door.
Yes, I definitely didn't do it on purpose. It's battle.
Uh-huh. Go on.
What? What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I cast Chaos Bolt on the bad guy, and I killed him. Pachoo! And, there's lightning, and that was it. And then I went to fight, more bad guys. Alexia and me were just going to town on the bad guys. It was a good win. Thalia did good, too. Naveen, not so much. If anything, you should be mad at Naveen, because he didn't help barely at all.
He motions for the two to come closer to you. Until I can get this all sorted out, I'm going to need to make sure I know where you are on the ship.
Well, I mean, I'll be on the ship.
Yes, confined to quarters. Please follow
that's
me
fine.
Too.
No, I'm good with that.
They motion for you to follow them.
Okay, where are we going?
To your quarters. One goes in front of you, one behind. And if you're attempting to run... They will attack you.
I'm just trying to figure out where we're going.
Okay.
And then we get there?
They take you to your quarters and motion for you to go in. Say, don't rightly know what all this is about, but for now you have to stay here until we...
For how long? I didn't do anything wrong.
Until we get new orders.
That doesn't sound fair. Does that sound fair to you?
Look, kid. Orders are orders.
Whoa, what's with that?
And just let us do our job.
I'm a grown-up, older than you guys.
You're like 12.
No,
get
I'm 119 years old.
Slams the door while you're talking. That
was unnecessary.
Uh-huh. You find that your window has been secured shut. You can't open it.
Okay, so...
Fly out. As well.
And then I open the door from the inside and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, question.
Yes.
How long is this?
Until we get orders otherwise.
Oh, all right. I cast
Stay tuned.
Slow on them.
Okay.
So they have to make a door. I open the door opens in. It's a cabin.
Yeah.
You're talking through the door. Sorry.
No. I said I open the door and I'm talking to them, and then I cast slow on them. They have to make They have to make a wisdom save.
Okay. Against what?
Ooh, good question. Should be against a 14.
One fails, one succeeds.
Okay. And then I'm like, all right, so now you're really slow, and you're really slow, and I'm gonna go that way.
They both move to stop you as soon as you try to exit.
Alright, then I take the disengage action and move by them?
No, I'm gonna need you to try to break two grapples. I'm not giving you a disengage on this one. You're gonna have to fight through them.
Oh, that's fine.
Or power through them.
I will win.
The one that has slow doesn't get reactions.
Okay, so one of them then.
D20. Well, I should get a strength or a deck or acrobatics or athletics. It's a grapple.
Yep. That'll be a 17 for his attempt.
Well, 19 plus dexterity, so 22. Good chat.
After, if you slowed both of them, you would have definitely turned back and said,
and then I'm like, okay.
So what's your movement?
My movement is 30, and the target that took slow is halved, for sure. And then, yeah, I'm just gonna make my
way.
Well,
one of them will keep up with you and continue attempting to grapple you.
Okay. Then I guess we can, I don't know, just keep rolling these.
I'm interested if Klon or if Shadow actually has a plan here.
Well,
so it's gonna be
the first time he does it, then I'm gonna probably, if I succeed,
it's probably
again,
gonna be,
I'm gonna attack
him. Two more attempts before you can get outside to
okay,
get
well,
where you could fly.
Let's try the first one.
Okay.
And that is,
it's an 11.
13 plus 3, so 16.
Okay, so you succeed again. You're squirmy and tiny and not able to, he's not able to get a good hold on you.
And then I go to my cantrips.
Final attempt is
no, I'm not that. Oh. I'm doing something first. Make them make a strength save. I'm going to use Gust against my 14 again.
Okay. They roll a 2.
All right, so then they just move.
Oh, that'd be a 3, but still.
I gain 5 feet of space. And then I'm dashing away.
Okay. He begins to shout for his fellow soldiers to stop. Anybody in the party on the deck would probably hear this shouting.
Yeah, where would I be at this point, like, in relationship to him?
So you did this after going see...
I went and saw the guy, and then
you went to
we
the...
talked.
Okay,
then,
so if you were still with Droop, you'd be in the med bay, probably hearing a commotion in the halls.
I guess I'll casually walk up.
So okay.
I'm not going to be hurrying or anything like that.
Uh-huh, so you probably hear you hear the slam of a door, and then a scuffle, and some running in the halls, and then you hear a guard, a soldier shouting, "Stop him!"
How far do I get?
You get to the outside.
All right, I get to the deck.
You see soldiers kind of looking in that direction. Okay.
And that takes slow away from the guy, the one guy. So now I have an extra action to dash whenever I want, basically. Or disengage.
Okay.
And plus 2 to AC. And my target speed is doubled. So now I have 60 flying or running.
All right. So do you take to the air as soon as you get outside?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Guards, or God, I keep calling them guards.
Well,
soldiers,
they basically
shouting.
Are. Now.
Essentially, yeah. Soldiers shouting on the deck, a bit of a commotion as the one breaks through the doorway and is pointing at you, yelling for everybody to try and grab you. You're out of reach of any of them.
Yeah.
So what is your game plan here?
I'm just going to sort of hang out like 100 feet in the air, maybe around the mast or something. And at first,
you'll be getting coming your way shortly here,
and if they look like they're going to attack me, like with spells or ranged weapons, I'm just gonna swoop down below the ship.
You swoop down below the ship, then you can see some of them begin to man turrets, and they're treating you as hostile. Almalexia, you'd probably get to the deck, see all this going on.
What's
where you are? You're still down below the ship.
Yeah, I told myself I was going to watch these people attempt to reel in the Pteranodons and laugh to myself when it went poorly. So that's where I still am if that's not done.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like watching them herd cats. they get a couple of them tied down to something. And then the rest of the time, it's just like they'll sneak up on one and get close, and then it'll fly up and fly away for like 50 feet and land back down. And you're just kind of watching that process repeat over and over again.
I kind of am on the Pteranodon side. Every time they're like, I want to use my ability to speak general ideas to animals and just be like, behind you, look out. I'm just like helping them. Okay. I'm just getting a good... I'm attempting to become Zen again from all the negative chi. I'm creating positive.
You're about to get a bunch of negativity headed your direction, it sounds like.
Well, if it comes this way or I have any reason to look up from this hilarity, we'll go with.
Yep. So far, you haven't heard anything that would cause you to look up, most likely, unless Shadow shouts at you. But Amalexia, you hear the clamor in the halls and you hear the guard shouting, and you get out to the deck and you see that all of the soldiers have rushed to battle stations.
I get to the closest one and say, what's going on?
Your companion seems to have escaped his holding cell and has fled the ship.
Why was one of our companions in a holding cell?
Word on the deck and with the acting captain is that Shadow killed Sydney during the battle, as well as another one of our soldiers.
Oh my god. Not god. Whatever.
Which one? Oh everybody turns around like, boy. Which one?
Which one?
Don't fuck this up. Don't you
think about my god that way.
Title god?
Oh, cat lord.
Oh no. That doesn't sound like my shadow.
Doesn't sound like my shadow.
And then I remember
not my shadow.
The explosion I remember. Is the captain up here?
No, you don't see the captain on the deck.
Where did he run off to?
He ran out of the same opening you did. And then immediately took to the sky and went over the side of the ship and, I presume, under.
How long has it been since I bladed the plant?
Half hour? By the time all the shuffling has gone down?
I go and float over and try and find him.
Literally right below the ship in the middle.
Well, I guess you find him there.
Hey, Shadow.
Oh, hey.
What you doing?
I'm getting away from the crazy people. They tried to keep me in my room. That ain't happening. I need to be free.
Did you hurt a couple of soldiers up there?
I don't think so. I killed a guy with lightning, and then the one guy was like, Jerry, no! And then they tried to tell me I also killed the captain, who wasn't even in front of me when I did that. So, you know, you tell me.
Why don't you just come over and talk to the captain?
No, I already talked to the captain. He's the one that sent me to my room.
Well, I mean, our rooms aren't that bad.
I'm not staying in my room for an indefinite period of time with two soldiers standing outside of it, not letting me go to anywhere, even for bathroom.
Well,
it's not happening. Not doing it.
Shadow, I'm sorry. You have exploded before.
That doesn't mean he can just take away my ability to do whatever I want and go where I want. He's not the boss of me. I'm the boss of me.
Is this quarantine?
I'm the boss of me.
He's the captain of the ship.
No, Sid was the captain of the ship.
But Sid's dead.
Well, that's not my fault.
That you killed him.
I'm not listening to him. I will go home before I am kept confined like a prisoner. I won't stand for it, or fly for it for that matter.
God, is everything within my power right now to not make a litter box joke. Well, I mean, what are you gonna do?
I'll just fly here for eternity if I have to.
I don't think that your wings can carry you that long.
Just hang on to the ship when they leave.
Just water ski.
Sounds very dangerous. Maybe, yeah. Or maybe I'll just come wait in the ship.
Maybe I'll just go back to the king and tell him that we still haven't killed the green guy and we gotta go to the Visage's place.
There is a teleportation circle. Maybe you can go talk to Gundren.
I don't want to talk to Gundren, not that king. The other one. The one that sent us down here to find the green man. The wizard dragon. But... he's the one I'm working for right now. Like, coincidentally, I wanted to kill I really want to kill the wizard man anyway. He fucking lied to me.
People love green man. Really brings this whole thing together.
I don't think you're going to be able to just float outside the ship until we get there.
I don't see why not. Have you tried it before?
I think that might be a little easier for me.
Can't say for sure.
Well, I guess I could just float out here with you.
Yeah, well, you could hang out with me if you want. That's fine.
I'm gonna go find the captain and find out what exactly he thinks happened.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Tell him that I'll come back if they're not gonna lock me in my room like some child.
I'm gonna float back to the ship.
Okay. You'd have to go to the bridge to find the captain, but he is there.
I knock on his door. If it is closed...
it is not.
All right, then I walk in. Captain! I just talked to Shadow, and apparently some believe that he killed the captain and some other crew member?
Yes, quite unfortunate. I can't say I saw this during the fight myself, but one of our trusted crewmates has said that Shadow exploded during the fight, killing Sydney and another soldier on the deck. His name was Jerry. He was a great guy. Great guy. Loved crochet.
Sound awful. That's probably why he's dead.
Well, he deserved it then, I guess.
Well, Shadow is... hovering outside of the reach of your crew members. I'm not sure
what to do
here.
He's not helping his case.
I agree. I'm not sure why he cares so much about this. He's not going to be able to go anywhere out there.
I don't know what happened exactly, but my intention was to keep him under lock and key until we can get this all sorted out. In the meantime, I've instructed my crew to round up some of the Pteranodon that were left from yesterday's assault to see if we could possibly use them. I unfortunately don't think the ship is moving anywhere, at least not for the next few days until repairs are enacted.
Did it over-rev the magic engines?
Did you come back to ask that?
No.
Okay, well, then I think you can shut the fuck up.
That is most unfortunate news. I guess let me know if I can help with any of the repairs. I'm not really sure how this flying ship works, but I'd be more than happy to...
not unless you can reconnoiter an injection valve.
No.
She's like, you just made all those words up.
God, this is the worst, because I don't even have anyone to talk to. Droop and Grar don't understand the intricacies of law.
Well, you haven't spent enough time with Grar to know that.
He is a forestman.
Wow, racist.
He'll say to you, look, I don't want to go around imprisoning random crew members, but the situation as it stands is we're down a captain, the ship is damaged and needs repair, and it seems as though one of the members of our crew could have possibly turned on the others, and we can't have that. I don't want this to get out of hand, but I also want to keep the rest of my crewmates safe. So if Shadow is to be traveling with us for the time being, he is to be confined to quarters. If you can talk some sense into him, that would be great.
I know that Shadow wouldn't hurt any of the crew members on purpose, but I can't vouch for his magical trope. I've seen things go haywire with him before and strange outcomes, but I've never seen him kill anyone else before.
As you say this, scenes of a stone room erupting into flame and the screams of tiny kobolds echo in your
but
ears.
But that was on purpose. That's different. He's never hurt anyone he didn't mean to hurt.
Or him blowing himself up.
That was on. Yeah, that was the one time, and that was on accident.
That was the else. That's that what anyone yeah. else.
His maniacal laughter in the background as the kobold scream.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know about that. I think
slowly
we might be
turning to Hoyt with a crooked smile on his face.
I did good, right?
Screams are good, right?
This is how I win.
This is how I win.
Oh, I know what to do, but I know that it will cause.
I don't know if I have enough strength to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Can you help me? Oh my goodness!
I go anyway. And visit Grar.
Okay, Grar. Eventually, a shadow appears.
Hey, man. Are they still trying to corral these flying guys?
Yes.
That was so perfect.
They're not
He's
very
been
good
waiting
at it.
To do that for minutes.
They're not very good at it.
No, they're not.
Have you guys tried rolling an animal handling check? No? All right. So are you guys? Are you gonna go?
D's? One of them yells.
D's what? Hey, are you gonna go back up to the up on the ship soon? You gotta be careful when you go up there, man.
Oh,
it's getting dangerous.
How so?
All right. Well, I look over the I look over to the crew that's down here, and I'm like,
they're preoccupied.
I walk 100 feet away, and I'm like, you gotta come over here.
I look back.
They won't
speak to the pteranodons just a little bit and just like stay frosty. And then I walk over my shadow.
Keep up the good work.
So good. So they think I killed the captain, and so they're trying to lock me in my room. So I'm not going back up there.
The captain's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you kill him?
I don't think so.
These answers are awesome.
I beat the one bad guy with the lightning, and then I kept beating other guys. And they think that when I beat the one guy with the lightning, I killed the captain and a different crew guy, but the captain wasn't even by me. I think they're just blaming it on me. Because they all failed to protect the guy that was the most important guy on the ship. And they feel guilty, and they're like, well, Shadow, he's got magic. We're blaming him.
We're going to have a mock trial.
Yes. Skills of justice.
Please stop. I'd like to represent Shadow.
I approach
the bench. The captain, he is like the chief of the ship. Yes.
Yeah, he's the one that's in charge, and he tells people what to do. And now there's a new one. It's the wizard man. He's the new captain, because when the one captain is done, that means the next person in the line is the captain, I think. It's like you replace him.
Captain is like the chief.
Yeah.
Should be the strongest of his people anyways.
Oh, I'm not... So hey.
If he didn't survive it, he was ill-fit to lead.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with you, but I don't think bringing that up to them is going to help.
I have to disagree with your detective work.
they're a little sensitive about it. They're feeling pretty hostile. So just be careful up there. Don't make them mad. I don't want them to get mad at you. You haven't done anything to them, so just stay nice. You're a good guy.
I mean, I don't even need to go up there.
Okay, well, I mean...
Unless you need me to go up there.
No, I mean, if we leave... You don't. I don't want to leave you here.
Can we leave?
I have no idea. We fixed the plants, and I don't know what they're doing with the flying guys, but you know, I assume we're leaving today. I don't see why not. I think it's just them trying to collect them for help, like to help them attack more enemies or something. I don't know. I think it's a waste of time. They don't really need. I don't know where they're gonna put them. They don't have a pen up
there. I look at them. I look back. It might be.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have a pen. If they were good at it, they would have been able to do it by now, I feel like. I don't think those things trust them very much. They were attacking.
Do we even need them?
I don't see why we would, unless we want more, like, air power. But you made, like, 8 of them yesterday.
Them. And I look at the men.
Oh, the soldiers? Well, I mean, I just got in trouble for maybe accidentally killing one or two of them. I don't think killing more of them is going to make things any better.
Not saying that we need to kill them, but we could leave. There's nothing saying that we need to stay with this ship. If their strongest is already gone, I've already seen the abilities of the pathetic one and the woman that traveled with us.
Well, where are we gonna go then? I gotta go back. We gotta either go after the wizard man, dragon, or yes. And that's so far.
I've gone a long ways already.
Like,
what's a little further?
How much time did it take you compared to how much time it took us to get here? I'm just saying. You said time was important. I don't want you to cause yourself more problems just because I got problems.
I wild shape into Tyrannodon and I start flying up.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, you're going up to the deck?
Yes.
All right. So, Almalexia, you have your conversation with the captain who basically says that he doesn't know the truth of the matter or what the situation was that might have caused Shadow to do this, but he also has to think about the safety of his crew. But he goes on to say that the ship will be immobile for the foreseeable future. It seems as though some of the lizard folk got below deck and caused some havoc in the engine room. A few of the engineers are dead. The ones that have remained are working their hardest to get the ship back up and running, but it will still be a couple days. He said that in the wake of all this, while he was up the previous night pondering what to do, he came up with the idea of possibly corralling the remaining Pteranodons so that you all would be able to move on ahead of time while the ship is still under repair.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, every day counts. So I guess I'll go see what the others are doing. I mean,
he'll say, I understand this is a delicate situation with Shadow, but if he's not here, the safety of my crewmates is assured, so he's welcome to leave with you, but know that this matter will be far from over upon return to Phandalin.
Very well. And I exit the room.
Okay. And you're free to go wherever.
I will walk down to the infirmary and check on Droop's status.
He's up and out of bed, doing some stretches. He's got like his hands over his head and he's leaning to the left as far as he can when you walk in.
How are you feeling?
Great. I feel like I slept just great and all my wounds are healed.
Very good, very good. I'm happy. We might be moving on from here very shortly.
The ship?
Unfortunately, no. The ship is going to be immobile for a few days, but it sounds like they're captured up some Pteranodons, and we might be able to use them and ride.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I fell off one of those.
Well, that's how we learn things, little buddy.
By dying.
What happens when you fall off the Pteranodon? You get back on.
No, it's not that easy.
What the fuck did you say, Casey?
She says, having never done it herself.
Yeah.
Do this thing that my parents would have told me.
All right. I mean, I'm going to go with you regardless, so lead the way.
He begins to put on his armor and equip himself. Oh, I guess it wouldn't be armor. It's more of just a tunic for him and his baggage and whatnot.
And while he's getting dressed, I explain the delicate situation. It sounds like Shadow may or may not have accidentally killed a couple of the people on the ship with his spells, and...
That's so Shadow!
And he won't stay on the ship, so I don't know if he did it or not, but they're not going to forget about this. Might be best if we move on from them for the time being.
Okay.
All right, but yes, as soon as he's done with that, I'll go up to the deck with Taylor.
Okay, it takes him a minute or two to throw on his clothing and get his packs all strapped up, and he's good to go.
All right, let's go up to the deck and let's...
You see a pteranodon flying over the deck roughly around the same time you guys
get out. Oh, I land right on the edge of the ship.
Oh, okay. You see a pteranodon perched on the edge of the ship.
Oh, well, there's one right now. Does it have a saddle on it?
No.
Good one.
It has some strange vestments. It does have
yeah,
that.
It has like.
It has more than the other. Well, I don't know.
Does it? They look familiar to me. Enough.
Crabs.
Okay.
Do you pay attention to anyone other?
Yeah,
than
I don't. Yeah, I'm thinking this is a double disadvantage paying attention situation.
You got a perception of minus 10. I know exactly what clothes you wear. You're Shadow like, hasn't changed clothes in 2 years.
You're like, man, chains, vines? They're the same. Never forgetting that one. Add it to the list.
It's fine. It is beneath me.
It was the whole time, actually.
Mm-hmm. Approach the creature slowly and wave at it.
It's just staring at you. Staring.
It's like moving its head from one side to the other, and you can see one of its eyes at any given time. And
it's
focused on you.
Lean over to Droop. Is that Grar?
He's got the same necklace.
I get closer.
Bites your arm off.
I get within 5 feet of it. 5 feet in between us. So I guess it'd be 10.
Okay.
There's a square in between us. Hi. What you doing? I sidestep Grar because I don't know what he's doing. And look over the edge of the ship. See if I can see what's going on.
You see several soldiers attempting to corral several pteranodons.
They made it seem like this was a done deal, that this would not take very long. What a surprise.
I'm going to jump and grab Droop.
In your beak?
No, in my feet.
Okay. He struggles?
That's fine.
Okay.
He's going to drop him again.
What happened?
Don't help me!
Yo, what are you doing? I get the hoverboard.
I hover slightly higher up in the air.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Higher. Higher.
Come back.
I wait for my hoverboard and I hop on it, but I don't go up. I just am looking.
So I'm gonna say above deck, and
probably
I'm going to
making a huge scene. At
possibly,
point.
Ask me if I care. I'm gonna go over the hoverboard. I'm gonna drop Droop on it, and then I'm gonna dive off the side of the ship.
Okay. Do you follow?
I'm headed to Shadow.
Oh, he's on the ground now.
Yeah.
Head in that direction slower.
Okay. Then, you all meet up together, happy at last.
Well,
I did the thing,
I'm not
guys.
Happy, but
oh, you all meet up together.
Unhappy as usual. Confirmed.
Hoyt's here? No, I'm sorry.
Well, well, might as well be. I have occupied the Hoyt position.
Well, I've talked to the captain, and it sounds like his request is...
Don't say reasonable. I told you not to say it. It's not. It's not. He's got no evidence except one guy. And what guy's word against another guy's word isn't anything. He's just scared. And that's it.
Like, make a wisdom saving throw.
To see if he's deceiving you?
No, I'm asking Shadow to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, right. Oh.
I better make sure I don't have anything that can keep this ability from happening to me.
Don't you? Okay.
You can't sleep. You can't sleep it. 17.
What is a tie?
Goes to the roller.
Alright. So you just hear me ask. Tell me everything that happens with the spell.
I already told you. What happened? Lightning. Pew!
And did any... Was it a controlled lightning spell?
It's called Chaos Bolt. I don't think I've ever
heard you...
I don't even know what kind of magic elemental energy is going to come out when I cast it.
Don't you think that that's a little reckless?
No! It's been basically my best spell since we were fighting those metal men.
Better.
And you're absolutely sure nothing went in
any
other direction?
I'm not sure of anything that I didn't see.
But you didn't see anything happen.
I saw me kill the guy I was aiming at. I saw another guy a little bit later getting all sad about something. And I never saw the captain.
I will roll to see if he's trying to, if he's leaving anything out. If I feel he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Where is that DK?
Well, there it is. That's what I remember, so probably just save the roll. I wasn't on the part of the ship that the captain was on. He was already down when I cast this spell.
I was
on that end of the ship, but I was looking towards the bow because that's where the enemies had gone.
You were looking away from him, but yes. You were up on the upper deck by him.
But I wasn't looking at him.
I definitely remember
it that way.
Andrew in Shadow's character looking at the captain roasted and going, "Ee."
I mean, I do as well.
I didn't remember that.
But whether or not Shadow himself recalls that, I guess is up to Andrew.
I don't know. Cuz it was essentially these things were happening to three creatures around me without my control.
Right.
And everybody was everybody down that took it?
Captain was down. The other two were not. One of them died outright.
Oh, that
the
was
other
it.
Saved.
Yeah. That was
so,
it.
So, wait,
saved.
Someone lived!
No, he saved from it.
Lewis was hit by it, but didn't die, and watched Jerry get roasted.
So the guy that's telling the story was literally hit by his spell.
Yes.
That may have been a good thing to tell Almalexia when you were recounting the story, because she would be way more serious about this.
Yeah, all right, like,
well,
right now.
Insert it in post,
good luck.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's your call.
Good luck having me pull that one off. at any rate,
the captain didn't name any names anyway. So.
Yeah, captain didn't tell anybody this happened. So would I think anything weird happened from Chaos Bolt? Probably.
Likely.
Not. Maybe.
I mean, dust would be nagging at the back of your mind,
dust
saying,
isn't
"I mean,
in
I
my
think
hand
you."
Right
you
now.
May have fried that guy, bro.
But what I will say is that how much different would it have been than a Chaos Bolt that jumped to another creature?
A lot, because it was a spell erupting from you at center, right?
Well, so does Chaos Bolt.
I'm pretty sure it could be flavored either way, quite honestly. It's just spontaneously
lightning happened.
It would have happened at the same time. So
it's just extreme coincidence, the fact that he also had an ability that,
did lightning. Yeah, I mean, if it had been any other type of elements from Chaos Bolt, then yeah, I mean, it just happens at the exact same time. So
spontaneous chain lightning or
you do your Chaos Bolt and suddenly
it was really good.
Shoot out all over the place.
It was a really good one. I'm not trying to deceive you if that's what you're rolling for, Almalexia. Okay.
I feel like Shadow truly believes that he is innocent, regardless of whether or not he believes he actually did it.
Innocent until proven guilty. I definitely made a lightning attack. I have copped to that. I have copped to that. People died from lightning. I don't think it was my fault.
You just think it's a really strange coincidence. Noted.
Those things did happen really close to each other. The captain was definitely down already, so I'm not copping to that.
He was
down. I'm not taking that one. That one I'm not taking.
Yeah, he was down.
All right, well, I hope that what you said is what actually happened.
Me too.
I haven't talked to any of the rest of the crew, but I do know that once they learn more about what happened,
How are they going to learn anything? There's nothing to learn.
Apparently, by likely talking to the crew. Apparently, there's someone in the
crew
that
claimed
they did
it. Yes, that's the only reason the captain's saying it happened.
He didn't tell me that.
Well, what else? How else would he have known from it? Somebody said that they thought they saw me do that.
Yeah, he would have told you that he... I think I had said that somebody had seen it or had accused him of it.
Well, what I'm saying to you is that they're going to take action on this eventually.
Well, so when they decide that they... Well, there's literally no other information. So when they decide that they think I did it or didn't think I did it, they'll either chain me up or they won't chain me up.
Correct. That's how civilized society works.
No, it's not. That's not evidence and that's not law. That's not justice.
This is hearsay.
I mean, well, basically, if I knew what that word meant, I would say, this is hearsay.
Hearsay is occasionally admissible. As
there was a loud,
very specific rules
of lightning, and then several of the men were hit by lightning, and none of the lizard folk or the
I definitely killed the lizard folk with lightning. I definitely killed the lizard folk with lightning.
Correct, but you're the only person that used lightning in the entire fight.
I don't know what to tell you.
What I'm telling you is...
You think I did it. That's what you're telling me. You think I did it, didn't you? Don't you, Almalexia? You believe this, Kroar?
I think you did it.
I don't care what you think, Droop.
When Almalexia told me, I laughed and I was like, yeah, that's Shadow.
That's not very helpful.
You've exploded before.
So you think... you tell me, do you think I did it?
I think that you did it. And you don't know that you did it.
I leave.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't know where anything is in directions. Grar? I jump up. I'm 30 feet in the air. I turn around. I'm like, Grar, you know where to find me.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he does. We talked about it. And I know Twin Visages was north.
You know
somewhere,
it's north.
So I go north.
The best roll part to see if you choose the correct direction for north.
Is the sun coming up? Then put it on the right.
But the shadow knew that. He seems like an idiot from what I've decided this session.
That's how knowing where north is works.
Yeah, but I don't think
that's how making things work.
That's the way
I
go.
For a second that
Shadow
knows which way is north.
Who lived outside in like mostly primitive homes.
A lot of people are homeless, Shadow. And a lot of people don't
go north. If you're not going to give me north, then we got a lot bigger problems. Because I'm not stupid.
I disagree. Oh.
I know where the sun comes up, and it comes up in the east, so...
Okay, I'll give you north.
And that's the way I go.
The best part is we're going to spend 3 days repairing the ship and still beat him the Twin Visitors.
I don't care about that part.
Well, this has turned into quite a crapshoot. I would say that at least these strapping young men were going... Or strapping young people.
They're all women. They all turn at you.
They're
like,
all
women. What?
They were going to be nice enough to acquire us some Pteranodon to fly, but it seems like these Pteranodon are outsmarting them
They've got a couple of them successfully, but they're still trying to catch the stragglers.
Crush is sitting there like, I could do this in literally 2 seconds.
Almost as if something was...
There is enough Pteranodon for your crew to go on currently. Because you only need two, technically.
I mean, well, you really only need one.
I mean, they really don't need any.
Well,
they're on a board.
You would have to fly on one to get the speed bonus.
Yeah, I mean, I could just fly.
Droop could fly on Grar.
Yeah, me. Okay.
Or him. So really, they just need one.
Yep.
Unless they want to come catch up with
me. I'm gonna look at Luna.
Grar can only fly for like a few hours.
Right. That would
soak
keep
in a regular
Pteranodon. Soaking up a spell slot. Essentially, it would be the reasoning.
I can for 3 hours. But I can do it twice.
And I don't remember
traveling. So you can travel for 6 hours a day.
And
we're just going to do straight, like, regular.
Oh, I don't know. We're just spitballing for distances.
And I have at-will conjure animals. Which do literally...
Oh.
Exactly what I want them to do whenever I want them to do it.
Then
I'm obviously not saying this in my Pteranodon form because I'm all, but you know.
Well, I want to get my revenge on this green wizard as much as the next person, but I don't know how to deal with these kids all the time getting mad and flying off on their own.
If you could see, I don't know if Pteranodons have the anatomy to roll their eyes. But I do that?
I mean,
he does it anyway.
I shake my head, you can see. And knowing that they have the means to fly, I'm just taking off after Shadow. Because there's no reason for us to stay here.
I guess I stay with the ship. For the foreseeable future.
Very good.
Because I have no reason
successfully
to travel.
We have split the group in half.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Tyler Kuhn, Casey Trickle, and Andrew Klon. We encourage you to visit theusualtimednd.com for this and all of our episodes. You can also rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. But remember, 5 stars only. We can also be found on X. Just search for the handle TheUsualTimeDnD. Songs in this episode included Netherland by Poddington Bear, as well as The Price of Beauty, Chaotic Good, and Lonely Existence by Arcane Anthems. Please visit the Arcane Anthems Patreon and support their terrific tabletop RPG music making. Find out if the gang can overcome this squabble next time on The Usual Time.